This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Gladys, G-L-A-D-Y-S, Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R, date of birth 3/24/1935. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Parker with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys, and history of congestive heart failure. Her last visit was December 16th of 2024. Her creatinine levels have been very stable since she's been seeing us in this practice. They started out between 1.6 and 2.1 back in 2014 and 15. Then in 2017, the creatinine levels were between 2.2 and 2.7. They kind of stabilized between 2.1 to 2.4 after that. And in 2024, they were 2.23, 2.26, 2025, 2.07, 11/24, 25, 2.05, and most recently 4/21, 26, down to 1.97. She's had no changes in medications or medical condition since those labs were done. And she usually has been just getting them every 6 months, but we are going to ask her to do them every 3 months, at least while she's in the Lower Peninsula. She does go to the Upper Peninsula for the winter and stays there from after Christmas, the end of December, and comes back in April. That's something her husband and her do every year. And she has been feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Her weight is unchanged for the last 2 years. Abdomen, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, or bowel changes. And urine is clear without any edema. Medications I want to highlight, Atenolol is 50 milligram daily, Lasix 20 milligram daily, Hydralazine 25 milligram 3 times a day, Losartan is 100 milligram daily, Verapamil 360 milligram daily, and then Lipitor, Flonase, low-dose aspirin, multivitamin, and calcium. Physical exam, weight 139 pounds, pulse is 58 and regular, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 170/70. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular, abdomen soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. And the labs were done 4/21/26 with the creatinine of 1.97, estimated GFR of 24, albumin 4, calcium 9.9, phosphorus 4.3, intact parathyroid hormone is 43.3, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin 12.1 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked her to get her labs done at least every 3 months. Ideally, it would be monthly, but at least every 3 months, since she has been only doing them every 6 months. Two, hypertension. She states that her blood pressure is always very high in the office, but slightly better when she checks it at home, usually 140 to 150 over 60 to 70, she reports. So I've asked her to continue to check blood pressure at home and call us with readings in case we need to adjust blood pressure medicines. And three, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. The patient will also have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.